recording going on.
And don't forget, you're being recorded. So.
You have an audition before you.
I have a what?
You have to address the audition before we talk about.
So first, yeah, first thing I got to address is additions, deletions. There's liquor license. I'll be in here by 7. It says. Then we're down to, we're going to skip down to Eden U Sports and the parties. There's a bunch of folks here, and that's been recorded on the in the minutes. And we're discussing the difference between a committee, separate committee, and the town. And we've been informed by our lawyer that the committee can't be standalone in bylaws, but then have us appointing members to it. We have to. I got this right, correct?
Because you're appointing.
Because we're appointing, or we have some level of town authorization over it. We have to oversee it.
Right.
Therefore, we've got to come up with a policy, not bylaws. Don't expect a huge change in that. But all the folks that are interested in the Eden U Sports Committee are here. And I think what we want to do is give us at least this meeting to come up with what those guidelines look like and what before, just like we were talking about, you don't want to join something, you don't know what it's how it's
so
structured, right?
Is,
I mean, I don't blame you.
Is anybody here that wants to talk tonight, or they'd rather wait and see the bylaws? I mean, it's whatever. It's you guys took the time to come here.
Anybody wants to sit down,
wants to listen, we'll give you, but we can't. We don't have all the answers
but
in here, because I'm really not up to speed exactly on what the lawyer and what it all about. I'll be honest with you, until I get a chance to figure it all out, I can't answer that question. But I certainly be happy to sit down and listen to what you have to say. I mean, if you've got something, or if you want to go back home and then we regroup, get the bylaws as we see it in here, and then get feedback, and then go from there.
I agree with that.
You guys took time to come, so I want to take your time
you.
To
yes,
to have you sit down if that's what you want. It's up to you.
No, that's fine. Sounds to me like everybody needs a little more time with this, so I'm okay with that.
You want to say?
I just have a question in the interim. What's going to be the plan? Because we just got Little League that's starting to kick off, so should I direct people to be talking to the select board? Should I continue to be handling these things in the interim? How would you like us
When's that kick off?
Little League's in the process right now.
I saw the post where it says sign up via something or other or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I think.
Are you signing up through White Park?
We don't have that platform.
It's already closed. So.
But they're signed up.
That's what we
do. Yeah,
it doesn't sound like there's going to be baseball in Eden.
No, we don't have enough kids.
No. Well, we only had 2.5 days to sign up.
No, I think it was posted before 2.5 days. But we
it was posted on March 4th.
And people are still emailing, and they're still getting on the list to sign up. Eric's aware that people are still trickling in after the sign-ups. Tonight is the meeting at 7 o'clock. Which is part of the reason why I'm saying, who's going to be representing the sports committee for Eden Athletes in this meeting at 7? What do you want to do?
So in the interim, I think,
that's the three that were there.
The folks that were already on the committee need to keep doing their thing, understanding that any decisions they make are going to have to be run through us. We have, you'll be, like if you go to the meeting and somebody says, oh, well, do you want to do this or that?
Yeah, and there's not any decisions that are being made tonight.
No, I understand. But you get what I'm saying, right?
Yes, definitely.
This is
don't be committing to anything.
Kind of bigger than us.
Yeah.
At this point, so we need to have somebody go to that meeting and represent Eden. And
so don't go backwards. We don't want to
go backwards.
We figured this all out. At least the last thing we need to do is start going backwards more than maybe whatever way.
So let's have whoever was planning to go to that meeting go, and represent the town and bring back the information to the group. And
let's clarify so everybody's on the same page. What information am I bringing?
Well, whatever. I don't know the meeting.
Meeting is just to go over the numbers. Like, we have 3 kids who are signed up. They're going to be playing in Hyde Park or in Morrisville. That's what Eric's going to be talking about tonight.
Okay.
I'm not making any decisions for the athletes. I'm just getting information from them. I'm not sure any information's. Whoever the coach is going to be in contact with the parents of the kids who are playing.
Right. So
that's not.
Yeah, you're just coordinating stuff.
Yes.
Coordinate logistics, whatever, and make it happen. Okay. Yeah, just can't buy anything.
Right.
No, nothing. Because you just can't, because that's the law, unfortunately.
Understood.
So, as far as communication, how's the communication going out now?
far as Facebook?
By Facebook?
How do you mean the communication?
How's the communication going out to the parents?
Like tonight, after you go this meeting tomorrow, out for about the baseball, where is that?
Is that gonna get posted, or?
Does that get sent out, just like that meeting?
I don't have any information to give out at this point, and even like after this meeting tonight, they're just gonna be figuring out where the teams lay, and then the coaches and that, we're gonna be in touch with the parents or the athletes. It's not gonna be anything that this committee is gonna say, here's the plan, it needs to be established through the Little League.
What about the rest of baseball?
Right.
What about the rest of it?
I just.
All the other kids, besides Little League, like, are there any signups for those?
Like the skills and drills?
Skills and drills, the coach pitch?
Coach pitch, softball.
I don't know of any skills and drills for baseball, but Eric said specifically tonight is for minors and majors.
Okay.
I mean, the only reason we're dealing with Eric though is because we had small numbers, but signups did not go out until the 4th of March, Christina.
Because we didn't have that platform.
We had the platform, the platform was there, we didn't, it sound.
Well, we didn't have that platform.
It didn't sound like somebody wanted to either get the tax ID number from the town to set it up, which is probably.
It was more than a tax ID number, we required a social security number, and nobody on the committee, given these changes that we're undergoing, was willing to submit that and then join this platform. Eric generously offered up, gave Eden a discount, and people were able to sign up that way.
Well, that was that, we talked about that.
Yeah.
Social security problem.
So it was not a lack of tax ID.
Social security number problem.
It was not a lack of any of us being like, we're not doing it.
No.
These people are.
Every other town in the country uses this platform, it's a Little League platform.
Eric, if you're willing to submit your social security number, we can sign up for that.
Our social security numbers go in for background checks, if you wanna be involved in Little League, you have to submit your, they have to do a background check, your social, your license, and all of that.
So just, we got.
Yes.
Got a big pile of stuff, I can't resolve this piece.
No.
I'm good waiting until you guys have policy to share my.
Yeah, so.
But my guess on, last year we had enough kids playing baseball to almost field two teams, this year we had three kids sign up, my guess is that having 2.5 days to sign up for baseball is not quite enough, those should've gone out in February.
We are still taking contacts, people were messaging me saying, how can I get my kid into baseball?
Anyway. Sorry. We'll get out of here.
I was assuming something should go without them in school, like they let all the kids sign up on paper.
Police sign your name here.
We just wanna try to get this worked out.
To where it's just, whatever it is.
Whether, we may eliminate this Facebook stuff, I'm not a big believer in it myself, might be just a webpage.
Yep.
Where.
We're gonna have some tied up policy.
It goes up through, and it goes to everybody, nobody can, they can go onto that website, that way we don't have this stuff going back and forth.
We don't have slander on there.
Oh, you can.
On the Eden East Sports page? Oh, no.
Wrong page.
Wrong page.
There's a lot of Eden pages, I've looked, mostly because you folks brought this up, I hadn't even, never thought about it before.
Nobody really had.
The beach has a page, and then there's an Eden page, I don't know who runs that, cause it doesn't list any people.
But not everybody, still, I know it's, you know, modern times, but not everybody uses Facebook still, right?
I know, but then there's an Eden.
Your point. Something paper form sent out through school, like it's always been, that hey, we're gonna, you know, these are gonna be starting.
So one of, you know, they're all out there in the wild, and I don't know who the administrators are, any of them, so, not to get too far down the rabbit hole, but I've thought about. You could either get rid of it, or if you're gonna have one, here's the exact way that that page is set up, and then there's an email for the town that will create, that is second or third or whatever administrator on every page. I mean, then you're policing the pages, and I don't know if we wanna do that or not, I don't know yet, I'm just spitballing, right?
I'm not interested in doing that, you can do it.
I like the idea of the website, that way it goes out to everybody, nobody can post on it.
It's accessible to everyone, like it's easy, yes.
It's accessible to everybody, I kinda, like I said, I'm not big on computer stuff, anything like that, but.
It's just a click and look. So you get a page that's a click and look, it don't really matter what the platform it's on, it could be any platform, but it's a click and look page with a contact if you wanna talk to the people that are running the page, and that's it. You know?
Informational is what it should be, just for information.
Yeah, right.
Right, it's a click and look.
Sign up for this time, practices, or whatever, it's something.
And contact is on there, and then you're, it's up to you.
So, and that's not just for Eden U Sports, I mean, there's three or four or five pages I'm aware of that say Eden this and Eden that, it's like, Huh, I wonder who runs all of those, is it
well,
us?
The good news with all this is, for this, I mean, it's bad news for the kids of Eden, but the good news is we're going to have plenty of time to come up with something, because there's not going to be anything going on until next fall with soccer, possibly.
Soccer and summer ball is just...
Because there's no baseball or softball in Eden this year. That simple, unfortunately.
Okay, all right, so you're going to the meeting, and we'll get these bylaw things, or not bylaws.
We're going to have to set up a special meeting or work on them after this meeting to get read through and...
Yeah.
As far as the policy. We can't let it go on.
We've got time.
No, we'll get it squared.
I mean, I know, yeah, but I mean, like, you, we...
We'll get it squared away.
Like I said, read the bylaws over, you guys have copies of the bylaws. Give us your inputs on what you think should be in the policy.
Should be or shouldn't be.
From everybody.
Happy to listen.
Yep, awesome.
Yeah, and you guys take what you need for time, you know, to get your end of...
Yeah, we want to do it right.
Feel comfortable too, you know.
Better get it done now, because if we don't, it gets left on the back burner, and then you'll be in here this fall for soccer saying, how come this shit ain't set up, you know?
We'll get right on it quick as we can.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys should know that it is a requirement of Little League organization to have this Blue Sombrero Sports Connect platform. So whoever the committee is...
Did you guys sign your name here?
Yes.
Everybody's...
Yep, I'm coming.
Thank you for coming, appreciate it.
So it will be a requirement for somebody to submit their social security number in there, but it sounds like they won't have a problem doing that, so...
Yeah, I would do it, but that's not...
No, I'm not willing to do it either, but...
We didn't know it was gonna happen, so I know somebody mentioned maybe something about a little meet and greet.
Thanks for coming.
Guys kinda wanna be curious while we're here. And I'd be willing to talk about that now, because my schedule, I'm a pilot, it could be hit or miss when you guys have the next meeting. So I'm here, if you got a couple minutes.
Right, so if we're gonna do that...
If you got a couple minutes, I can just explain.
Yeah.
Proof?
I'm not trying to hold up your meeting.
No.
You're already here.
If anybody else wants to do their...
If wants to talk.
It's basically like an interview, we're just gonna do a...
Quick question.
Quick question, you know, people come in, sit down, and we'll go through a quick interview with each one of you. The reason why you wanna be on this board, I've got my ideas on different things, and... But there again, I'm upfront about it, so I don't really care.
Me too.
So to do that kind of thing, we have to suspend the regular meeting and go into something that's called executive session. It's a law. We can't talk about personnel stuff at all. In the open meeting, right?
Right.
The second half of that is, you can have everybody hang out here.
I can hang out. I don't care.
You can ask that everybody else leaves or whatever, you know.
I got nothing to hide.
I think if you do each one individually, if you're a couple and you want to sit here, that's fine. If you individually, then that way there, we do each one just like you would in an interview with...
Yeah, we can leave Dan alone. We'll go over and...
Okay, so we're gonna make a motion to go into the executive session according to Title 1 BSA 313 to discuss the appointment, employment, or evaluation of a public officer or employee. The people who are invited to stay are Leslie, Melissa, say it again?
Molly.
Why did I think you were Maureen? But anyway.
That's me.
Yeah, Butch.
Her last name Maureen.
And Ricky and myself, and
I can't
we're interviewing
Stan Lathrop.
Dan Lathrop.
You got a second? Do you got a second that?
Yeah, seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.